Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Oh, I thought you were doing an introduction. Okay. Hi, everybody. It's Michael. Oh, okay. A little bit of confusion this morning, but we're here. And it's funny because I just heard an ad that talked about anti-aging. And interestingly enough, that's what today's guest is going to be talking to us about, is how to slow down the aging process. My guest today is Tim Mount, who is a certified herbalist and nutritional educator. And so without further ado, Tim, how can people begin to truly slow down the aging process?
Well, thanks for having me on. And
Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Sure. We're good to go.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me on. And I'm excited to talk about some anti-aging strategies here. There really is a new science of anti-aging that's been coming out over the last decade or so that has really revolutionized how we age as a society. And it's from all of these kind of new scientific discoveries, not only from plants that are being discovered, but also some the microscopic level. We're understanding humanity and how our DNA and our cells work at a very, very small, minute level. And that has brought about this revolution and change. So it's a pretty exciting time to live right now with all these discoveries.
Well, it's exciting on a lot of different levels. There's so much going on in the world today. But Tim, you mentioned plant. What, from that point of view, are there any specific plants that you would tell people to incorporate either in their homes as a way of detoxifying the air, eliminating toxins to speed up the aging process? Or are there specific plants that one should be consuming, i.e. spices, vegetables?
Well, being a nutritionist, a clinical nutritionist, I'm always diet first for everybody. And so I think it goes back to the standard, you know, general recommendations. Everybody should be eating a lot of plant matter, a lot of local produce, and a brightly colored plate. So reds and oranges and purples and blues, and of course greens. And as much of that as you can incorporate into your diet is going to be the first step. When I was mentioning the plants and other supplements, and actually some really good animal supplements as well, what I was referring to was this new science where you can extract some very hard-to-find nutrients that normally we wouldn't have access to. Now, of course, blueberries, in my opinion, are one of those superfruits that everybody should be eating whenever they're in season. But, you know, that doesn't have all of the... it's not that one superfruit is the answer to everything. And so some of these plants, you're getting these extracts where you can pull out the nutrients and then refine them down. And I actually, maybe the most important discovery, in my opinion, especially for anti-aging, is collagen. And that comes from an animal. Collagen is extremely important for the body, but before it hasn't been able to be digested and absorbed. And so back in about mid-1980s, we figured out a process to break it down and make it absorbable. And that has had probably the biggest impact on humanity as far as reversing the anti-aging aging process as far as a supplement goes.
Well, based on that, Tim, would you explain to the listening audience exactly what collagen is, how it functions in the body, what it does, and how you see it slowing down the aging process?
Yeah, sure. So collagen is the most abundant substance in the body behind water. So number one is water, number two is collagen. And because of that, it makes up a tremendous amount of your tissues. Basically every tissue in your body, except for your nervous system, so your nerve endings and your brain, are made of collagen. And just to give people an idea about how important it is, about 75% of the skin, almost 100% of your tendons, 86% of your ligaments, a very important 36% of your bone, your cardiovascular system, and I can go on and on. Collagen is so important that if you don't have it, or if it's weakened, or if it's breaking down in the body, you're going to experience joint pain. You're going to notice the aging process, say, in the skin, because 75% of the skin is made of collagen. So what a collagen supplement does is a little bit different than other proteins. Now, collagen is a protein, but it's a very special one, and it acts differently than like whey protein, or if you just ate chicken or beef or something like that. Collagen at the cellular level stimulates collagen production, and that's important because as we age, our collagen production slows down, and our body begins to shrink and shrivel and break down, and it's not as strong and hardy as it was when we were younger. So if you can stimulate collagen production, that means you're going to rebuild your tissues and reverse that aging process.
Well, being as vain as I am, you really want me, you know, I'm hearing what you're saying and I'm thinking, oh my God, I should be on this. However, being a vegetarian, what would you suggest to people who follow that type of a lifestyle, the raw food, the vegans, veggies? What can they do to build collagen and to ensure that their collagen stays healthy if they don't want to do animal products?
You know, that's a great question. It's something that, unfortunately, there's no workaround as far as a collagen supplement goes. Collagen only exists in the animal kingdom, not in the plant kingdom. Cellulose gives plant structure. However, there is kind of a workaround. There are some nutrients, especially hyaluronic acid, that is also known to boost collagen production. So, and another one is keratin, where it's kind of a similar discovery with collagen. Is keratin is a hair product. So if someone's vegan, probably wouldn't want it, but it's not harming the animal. It's just wool, basically. If you can stand wool, then hopefully you could do some keratin. There's a product called cinetine that is a type of solubilized keratin. So both hyaluronic acid and keratin will boost collagen production as well. So you can kind of get around. Collagen itself is probably better if somebody isn't a vegetarian, but that would be the next best option.
Obvious, yeah. Yeah, I could see, you know, that if they're not vegetarian, then it's easy and a good direction to go in. I remember years ago, they used to sell liquid protein. I don't know if they still do because I'm going back 30-some years when I was a rep. And that was the big thing from Nature's Plus, from Twin Labs, LPP, liquid collagen, liquid protein. And I don't know if it's on the shelves today or not. You're obviously more involved in that. Is that kind of a product out there for people? What is it that they can go and look for?
Well, you know, the liquid protein would be a little bit different than, say, a collagen-boosting protein. And here's just the difference, and it gets a little bit technical, but there's several different types of amino acids, right? 22 amino acids. There is a very special and specific one, and it's called hydroxyproline. It's very rare in the diet in any other protein. It's called hydroxyproline. That's what kind of does some of this stimulating effect, and it's the way it links to another one called proline. So the proline-hydroxyproline bond, if anybody wants to geek out like me on the internet and look it up. Whey protein does not...
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I get a little bit technical and dorky sometimes. I sit there on PubMed for hours at a time reading research.
Okay.
So anyway,
well, before we're going to have to say kind of goodbye. Is there any last minute anything, or we just tell people to join us in another session when we talk about pain-free joints? So can you join me for that, Tim, and we can talk about that?
I would love to.
Fabulous. All right. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz and Tim Mount. This is Radio MD. Stay well.